Good evening. This is Ronnie Smith doing another episode of the Ronnie Smith Podcast. Just coming to you on a Thursday. We have about another, maybe a week and a half before Christmas. There appears to be a lot going on in the world. There are a lot of technological announcements, but they always seem to be, you know, geared toward the holiday shopping season. There's really nothing, I guess, really breakthrough that's going to set a new standard for next year. But looking at the recent announcements Apple has made, especially the one with NBC, in terms of the NBC programming being available through the iTunes Store, it just lets you know that more and more content is going to become available in the coming year and years. And it's really, it's kind of a paradox in one way, that you have a release of new content on one platform, but when you look at the crossing various platforms simultaneously, there appears to be some type of restriction there. There's a barrier there that many companies haven't crossed yet. We know that a lot of movies are being released on DVD as well as for the PSP, but given Sony's recent missteps, a lot of people are going to just boycott Sony ongoing for some time to come. And you know, the situation was terrible enough as it is with the industry standards, but when they went a step further, you know that's going to have some ramifications for them, negative ramifications for some time to come. But all in all, most of the media companies are not really trying to cross multiple platforms at the same time. There appears to be this desire for a series of release windows where it's pretty much the trickle-down theory that's in place. But that doesn't always work, since the information, you have audiences who really forget about it over a period of time. And so by having this same date, release date on multiple platforms, that's going to be really something to see. One of the recent developments I've seen recently it's been some time since I actually got my hands on a Macintosh. And I had a good friend give me a call one day and was telling me about GarageBand, which is a music-oriented program within most of the Macs that are being sold today. So the very next day I went out and checked it out, and I was just amazed at how simple Apple has made a lot of the technology. The last time that I actually remember getting my hands on a Macintosh, it must have been, I would say, as late as 90 or 91. So that 13 or 14 year gap has really been something to see. I mean, because it was so extremely simple. I am still amazed at not just the GarageBand program, but the Macintosh operating system. I mean, the way the icons were laid out, and that you really didn't have to take a lot of time to get started in using it. The hardest part was really believing that it was that simple as what you were seeing on the screen. And so, and it's amazing that the timing of it couldn't be any more perfect, because we've been experiencing some difficulty in using the PC lately, our computer. And so with all the data that we have, we already have it on an external hard drive. And so I'm looking at the Mac Mini as being a tool that can take us to a different platform and hopefully provide some greater stability. I mean, hard drive space is one thing, but when web browsers keep crashing, and I'm speaking of both Microsoft Internet Explorer and Firefox, then something has to give. And it appears right now that something with the recent crashes that I've been experiencing, Firefox has been actually crashing more than Internet Explorer. So I can't really figure that one out for anything. But right now, within the Christmas shopping season, there's a lot going on, and I'm really excited to see what's going to be coming on in the near future. One of the things I'm really going to be proposing is that more people continue to use the RSS feeds, the blogs, and not just use one blob, but if you can, at all possible, have your feeds from another blog or another RSS feed into multiple places so that you do not have to do a lot of writing all at once, but you can write once and publish everywhere. And publishing everywhere is going to be the real key, especially if you are already producing content and creating text, audio files or visual files already. And with that being said, we hope everyone is doing well. We are going to produce more podcasts. And one thought about that is that, you know, I've been fighting a bug recently where I thought my voice wasn't really up to par. And so I'm just going to ask people to bear with me, and that I'm going to produce a podcast regardless of actually how I feel. And so unless I'm, you know, laying on a sick bed, I'm going to produce one, so the quality of my voice may go up and down. And hopefully we may have some new technology in hand that's going to help that situation as well. So this is Ronnie Smith concluding this podcast, and hope your day is a great one. Goodbye.